The tafsir of Surah Al-Ma'un, chapter 107, which was revealed in Mecca.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدْعُو الْيَتِيمَ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
Translation: Have you seen him who denies a deen? That is he who repulses the orphan and urges not the feeding of al-miskeen. So woe unto those performers of salah, those who with their salah are sahoon, those who do good deeds only to be seen, and withhold al-ma'un. Surah al-Ma'un, verses 1-7, Al-Quran. Allah says, O Muhammad, have you seen the one who denies the deen? Here, the word deen means the hereafter, the recompense and the final reward. Allah goes on to say, that is he who repulses the orphan, meaning he's the one who oppresses the orphan and does not give him his just due. He does not feed him, nor is he kind to him. Allah says, and urges not the feeding of al-miskeen. This is as Allah says, nay, but you treat not the orphans with kindness and generosity, and urge not one another in feeding of al-miskeen. In chapter 89, verses 17 to 18, Al-Quran, meaning the poor man who has nothing to sustain him and suffice his needs. Then Allah says, so woe unto those performers of salah, those who with their salah are sahoon. Ibn Abbas and others have said, this means the hypocrites who pray in public but do not pray in private. Then Allah says, unto those performers of salah, meaning they are those people who pray and adhere to the prayer, yet they are mindless of it. This may either be referring to its act entirely, as Ibn Abbas said, or it may be referring to performing it in its stipulated time that has been legislated Islamically. This means that the person prays it completely outside of its time. This was said by Masruq and Abu Ad-Duha. Ata' bin Dinar said, all praise is due to Allah, the one who said, with their salah are sahoon. And he did not say those who are absent-minded in their prayer. It could also mean the first time of the prayer, which means they always delay it until the end of its time, or they usually do so. It may also refer to not fulfilling its pillars and conditions and in the required manner. It could also mean performing it with humility and contemplation of its meanings. The wording of the ayah comprises all of these meanings. However, whoever has any characteristic of this that we have mentioned, then a portion of this ayah applies to him. And whoever has all of these characteristics, then he has completed his share of this ayah, and the hypocrisy of actions is fulfilled in him. This is just as is confirmed in the two Sahihs that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the prayer of the hypocrite. This is the prayer of the hypocrite. This is the prayer of the hypocrite. He sits watching the sun until it is between the two horns of shaitan, and he stands and pecks four rak'ahs, and he does not remember Allah in them except very little. This hadith is describing the end of the time for the Asr prayer, which is the middle prayer as is confirmed by the text. This is the time in which it is disliked to pray. Then this person stands to pray it, pecking in it like the pecking of a crow. He does not have tranquility or humility in it at all. Thus the Prophet ﷺ said, he does not remember Allah in them except very little, which means he probably only stands to pray it so that the people will see him praying and not seeking the face of Allah. This is just as if he did not pray at all. Allah says, "Verily, the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah, but it is He who deceives them. And when they stand up with laziness and to be seen of men, and they do not remember Allah but little." Chapter 4, verse 142, Al-Quran. And Allah goes on to say, "Those who do good deeds only to be seen." Imam Ahmad recorded from Amr bin Murrah that he said, "We were sitting with Abu Ubaidah when the people mentioned showing off. A man known as Abu Yazid said, 'I heard Abdullah bin Amr saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever tries to make the people hear of his deed, Allah, the one who hears his creation, will hear it and make him despised and degraded." From what is related to his statement, "Those who do good deeds only to be seen," meaning is that whoever does a deed solely for Allah, but the people come to know about it and he's pleased with that, then this is not considered showing off. Allah says, "And withhold al-ma'un." This means that they do not worship their Lord well, nor do they treat His creation well. They do not even lend that which others may benefit from and be helped by, even though the object will remain intact and return to them. These people are even stingier when it comes to giving zakah and different types of charity that bring one closer to Allah. Al-Mas'udi narrated from Salama bin Quhail, who reported from Abu al-Ubaidin, that he asked Ibn Mas'ud about al-Ma'un, and he said, "It is what the people give to each other, like an axe, a pot, a bucket, and similar items." This is the end of the tafsir of Surah al-Ma'un, and all praise and thanks are due to Allah.